Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. How are we doing, Mary?
Well, I'm a little congested, but that's okay.
Honestly, though, you look fabulous. And I think that's always part of when you're feeling sick. If you look good,
you kind of get a glow when you're sick, the sick glow.
Yeah.
I kind of do feel like you are better with your with your skin routine when you're sick. You know, you've got time on your side.
And it makes you feel better to like
steam.
Yes.
I agree.
You take a nice shower. You're like, I'm at a sauna in my bathroom.
Exactly. Spa day.
Yeah, you're sitting there in the steam. You're like you're making sure you put every layer of skincare on. Or are you just putting Vaseline?
I did just put Vaseline on my face. That's probably why I'm glowing.
I mean, it looks good. You're slugging in a great way.
Slugging.
I mean, you swear by it. And we get lots of DMs who also say, like, they want, maybe you need to update people again how much they should be putting on, because we get a lot of DMs that are like, Mary said the Vaseline, how much is she putting on? What do I do? What's the process?
Yes.
So why don't you give a quick update?
This is an Agent RX tip. I also use just all his face products. So I wash my face and then I get out of the shower and I put on, I don't even know what it's called. It's one of his other like elixirs, and then his moisturizer, and then on top of the moisturizer. Yeah. You just take like a thin layer. A teaspoon, but really it like absorbs into your face. Think about chapstick, how it just absorbs into you.
A finger scoop, if you will.
Yeah, it just absorbs into your skin. I mean, I can put some on right now.
Yeah, so this is an audio.
Right. But yeah,
layer. She's starting with the lips. I mean, now she's gone on over the nose, over the nose.
I like to do it on my forehead.
She's doing like the T-zone right now.
Yeah.
Okay. A little rub-in over the forehead. Okay,
sometimes
down the nose.
Just put it all over my eyes.
Okay, and she's going on the right side, the left side. And it's smooth. Yeah,
just, and now it absorbs into your skin
over the eyelids.
If you are oily, I would not do this.
Okay,
if your skin is dry, that's why you would do it.
Okay,
I have the Sahara Desert as my skin, so I don't ever get oily. I get if I don't put moisturizer, I feel like I'm cracking.
Okay. And that is maybe it's not skincare with Mary. Okay, but let's get to the real reason why we are here. So obviously we know we can't do the recap because currently I am out of town while you're listening to this. But we were like, there's so much going on and so many parallels between the Kristen and Tom breakup, the Ariana and Tom breakup, the gaslighting, all of this. So we asked you guys, what should we recap? And it was, I mean, I would say at least 50% of the responses were Miami Girl. Miami Girl.
Season 3, VPR, episode 13, we opened up the archives.
Yeah.
Also, it just made me, I'm like, why didn't we just start this from the beginning? Season 3, I can't even believe James is in it. I'm like, I think of James as such a like new cast member. I'm like, he was just.
But you say too, Raquel is season 5.
I know, it's wild.
It's also, here's the thing, season 3, episode 13 is like the confrontation. So this is the confrontation. It still goes back a couple of episodes because this is also the time where like Jax, Tom, and Tom are all like that Spider-Man meme, like pointing at each other, like, you cheated. Yes. You know, and they're all, you know, the dynamics are so wild at this point too, because this is also like San Diego. The season happens like San Diego and Jax is dating Tiffany and he's quote unquote pulling a girl's hair back while she pukes. And someone said, what were the noises of the puking? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, like these are like they're just all. And then like Tom also like I'd put this episode on and then, I put it on the background. And then like in a later episode, they go to like this bar. I think it's Lock and Key in K-Town. And Jax texts Schwartz and is like, hey, Kristen went through my phone. She saw your conversation about that girl you fucked in Vegas. And then he's like, hey, Bubba, sorry. And I'm like, these guys are all the worst. And he's like, stop putting us in these situations. Like, they're all horrible.
Is also the season that Sheena's getting married. Mm-hmm. And I just do remember when I was watching this season, I'm like, God, she won't stop talking about her wedding.
Literally,
and that comes up this episode as well.
Yeah, she's so pissed at Kristen. Like, I'm getting married next week. I'm like, this literally has nothing to do with you, Sheena. And somehow you've managed to make it all about you. And that's why we love this show so much, because they're all some form of narcissists, sociopaths, like whatever it is.
But it is really weird that the same season, like we just watched the same season and Sheena got married, and now she's getting married in this season. And it's the same season that Tom cheated on Ariana. That's happening this season as well. So really, it just shows me there's no growth.
Is this like the Bravo multiverse, like multiverse? Like you've got the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse, and now they've got like these multiverse where you could be like different versions. You could die in this one. You could live in this one. And this is just, we're just on the loop here.
How did we not? I mean, we knew they were bad guys, but
man, it's like they were just like.
I mean, we have given Tom Schwartz such a pass every single season.
It's also he's so attractive this season. Like, I find him more attractive in this season when he's male modeling.
He seems to have a lot more confidence.
Yes.
And I feel like he was more together mentally.
Yes.
Like, sharper, even talking faster.
This is the same as the Southern Charm boys. They started off in the seasons where you're like, oh, my gosh, these boys, like, the good old boys are fun. Like, whatever. We're, like it. And then, like, as they start to get comfortable and realize they don't have to do shit for anybody to give them attention. They just do the bare minimum. And yet we, like, forgive them. You know, this is all wrapped in misogyny. It is.
Love. With Shep Rose. Like,
we had a conversation the other day.
I thought he was the hottest man alive, really tall.
Alive? A lot?
I would have done so much for him. I really would have. Now, not so much. But honestly, when he first came onto the scene, he was
a cutie.
So tall, educated. That,
guys, I just want you to know the first adjective she just used. What was the first thing to describe him?
So tall. Height gets you a long way. He really was, though. I was just like I really admired him.
Admired? Wow.
That was how I felt.
You admired him?
Times have changed. Times have changed. I met the guy in person, and I would not hook up with him.
We were all young and dumb at one point, too. And, you know, we've all made those mistakes of men, boys, that we've given our time and energy to.
And this is basically also seven, like about 7 years ago, because we're in season 10 now.
Okay. Yeah. It's maybe eight years ago. It's a while.
Around 2015 about.
Yeah. Let's see. What year? When did Sheena get married?
It was the time of chunky necklaces, guys. Those statement necklaces.
At Sheena's wedding, someone has like the little snooky bump with like a ponytail. Yes. I'm like, oh, we used to wear those all the time.
And like very vibrant colors, like pops. Now everything's so like muted and neutral and monochromatic.
I think it's just us getting older.
Or 90s. There's two looks going on right now. Capsule wardrobes and Lisa Frank wardrobes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wait. So Sheena got married Sunday. Half off if you do Sunday.
Totally.
July 27th in Santa Susana, California. Wait. What year
is she's from?
Oh, 2014. She's from Azusa.
Oh, okay.
July 27th, 2014.
It was 9 years ago.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
That makes a little bit more sense.
Of the fashion or the decisions? Or the decisions.
Fashion.
I mean,
fashion.
At this point, too, Tom Sandoval is 40 this year. So 9 years ago. So he's still like 31. So again, I mean,
they all look like way skinnier.
Except for Jax. Jax is entering his Wolverine era here. Season four is where he really encompasses it, but season three is where it's starting. It's starting. Okay. And Jax is 35 in this, by the way.
Okay, true. Okay, so Anne Marie, Miami girl, she flies out. And
she's exactly the kind of girl that Tom Sandoval would fuck in a bathroom. Mid-20s and too much Botox.
And the funny thing is now to me, she didn't look like she had too much Botox or too much fillers, but I think in 2014, she probably did, but we've been so desensitized because of Kylie Jenner.
Well, like, it's so funny,
her lips don't look so big to me right now.
Well, it's so funny, too, because Ariana at one point, too, says, like, she's full of Botox and fillers, and now I'm like, well, you have your lips done and definitely both. Like, it's just times have changed, you know, like everything that we're saying about this girl is like, she was just a trendsetter, maybe.
Possibly. You know? And I'm just so distracted by her necklace. She got it at Forever 21 for sure.
Well, or maybe Lou's statement necklace line. Remember she had that for a hot second?
She did.
But here's, and so also she's in the same outfit for the whole episode. Kristen has a couple of outfit changes.
They meet
at this like restaurant. Kristen is in, and it's like eyelet dress was so big then too. Like Anne Marie's wearing a white eyelet dress. Kristen has like the like beige shorts, and she's wearing like a black tank top. Like it is so. I'm like, oh my god, I had that outfit.
Right. Like no, and people used to wear shorts a lot more. I feel like now people wear maybe like a jean short, but people have every color short. Like you had a khaki short, you had your black shorts, you had your white shorts.
You mean like in denim? I feel like I see like a business casual short. I'll see that kind of, but that's like in the lines of like a vacation short, you know, it's just like a crisp,
white vacation short.
Like, yeah, like a more of like a crisp.
I still have some Lily Pulitzer shorts. I'm not going to lie.
You and LP, man.
Who's LP? Lily Pulitzer.
Lisa Pump.
I know. I was like, "What's that?"
Okay, so they sit down, and the bartender or the waiter comes up to him, and he's like,
hey. "Also, like the restaurant is like a step above an Olive Garden.
It's like it's like a diner. Like it's got like these like this like Palm Spring diner vibe."
Do you think Kristen picked this girl up from the airport? I'm kidding. Like she's like, get in the back of the Honda. Like,
well, because I don't think Uber was as big in 2014, if I'm thinking about it, right?
No, but so I'm genuinely thinking, I'm just like, okay, Kristen definitely found this girl on Instagram somehow. Then she started talking to her. They start texting. They get on the phone. Kristen's like, I'll fly you out. I'll even pick you up. Do you need to stay at my house? Like, I genuinely feel like Kristen paid for this entire thing. What do you think?
Kristen claims that Anne Marie had flown out because she has family out in LA and she was visiting them. I don't know whether I believe that. Kristen will also be on Watch What Happens Live this week with Andy. So I believe it's this Wednesday. Okay. I think she'll be on. And I'm curious because I assume they will bring up Miami Girl.
Yes,
I agree. I assume, like, this might even be perfect timing because I feel like there will be a lot of parallels and she'll talk about like, oh, this is what XYZ. Could I see Kristen doing this in this? Maybe not necessarily now. I think she's like matured a little bit. Again, time will only tell once we see her live. But like she was literally crazy Kristen at this point. Like, she was doing anything she could to, one, sabotage Ariana and Tom, win him back, but also, like, belittle him so he knows he could never fuck around with her. Like, it's just, she is in this phase of, like...
And carrying around James.
And James is still her boyfriend that they live together.
It's truly a wild time to be alive.
Okay, so
but also, you know what I think is also interesting? I'm kind of shocked. Okay, so now Jax and Brittany have been on Watch What Happens Live because they have the Peacock thing. Mm-hmm. Kristen, they've invited back. Mm-hmm. I would be curious if they've invited Stassi back.
She won't come.
I'm wondering if they've invited her and she has said no, because you would think that she wants to promote this Mommy Dearest tour.
So I saw a TikTok. Like, she's on her tour right now, and they do mention it. I just don't see her coming back to this, because I also don't think she's as close to it as, like, Kristen, who went over to Ariana's the day it broke. Like, I feel like she's separated herself a little bit, even though she knows.
Like, she's above it. She's like, I will take what.
Do I think she's above it? No, I think she just knows it's probably not a, like, Kristen. What does Kristen have to lose, realistically? Like, we want to hear from Kristen because she literally dated Tom and. Right. Has all of this, right? But do we need Stassi's opinion on it? I don't think so.
I would love to know if they've invited her to come back.
Agree. And then it's like, we still have only a couple more episodes. So it's like, Tom, Ariana, and Raquel, do they keep them? Like, is Ariana on? Like, she has to be the last one of everyone. So whether they have her on the finale of the third part of the reunion or whatever it is, do you save those three for the reunion? Do you not even invite them?
I don't think they will invite Raquel, and I think Raquel will stay in that facility to avoid.
I think they'll invite her. I think she'll say no.
Ariana's definitely going to come.
Mm-hmm. They're also, I know we're in the past, but White House dinner being invited, Lala, her, God, like, Tom must be, I could just see Tom being like, dude, like, I mean, it's just like, they're getting all these opportunities and like, fucking shit, man, dude. Like, it's just like, I'm a part of this too. And like, look at all these things that I've given her now. Like, I'm taking all the brunt of this and she gets these opportunities. Like, that's because of me, dude. Fuck.
Completely. Also, they were invited because they're like the representatives for, it's either Page
LA
Six
Times, or LA Times.
Oh, I think it's Page Six or the Daily Mail.
Oh, Daily Mail. You're right. Lala's going for LA Times. Lala's LA Times, which is like, because of the Randall expose.
She is going to be on ABC.
It feels very much Housewife and the Hustler-esque that was on Absolutely. Hulu from like the Jen Shaw and, you know, the Erica Girardi, Jane, whatever. Wow, need more coffee. But, you know, like, I think that she's LA Times.
I'm wondering, is Erica like performing the BravoCon weekend? Because it's in Vegas, the residency.
Do you think her residency goes that far out? That's November.
It's August to December.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I'm also the
She has to be doing something.
The Erica Jane residency, she was going around to all the housewives' houses. And
what?
She went to Teddy, she went to Kyle's, she went to Dorit's, and she shows up just to like kind of promote her thing and invite them.
Oh, like it's like a singing telegram?
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
And
it was no.
Really embarrassing to.
And this is going to be on the season then, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, no. Yes.
And that's her inviting everyone. And she actually shows up in a white stretch limo.
No.
Like an old one, like a 90s one. Oh. Yeah.
I don't like this for her.
Have I ever told you about the restaurant in my town called The Hilltop in Novato?
Maybe, but I think you should tell it again because I'd like a refresh.
Because anytime I see a limo, it reminds me there is this restaurant in Novato. It's called The Hilltop. It's on the top of this hill.
What? Clever.
And the big thing with the restaurant is that they would pick you up in a limo and then drive you home. Hill? No, at your house. They would pick you up in the limo and then drive you home. And
did
like
they have a radius clause?
They must have.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, I was like, this is the coolest shit ever. Like, you hear about people. I don't think I actually did it, but you like hear about people like they're going to the Hilltop tonight.
Was a 5-star restaurant. Like, they're taking the limo home.
They're going to the Hilltop, the limo. You'd see the limo around town. You'd be like, that's the limo.
Did it have like the name on the side?
I didn't even know. This is, but I'm now thinking back, I'm just like, oh my God, it's just all the parents getting drunk and getting home safely.
It was Uber before Uber was a thing.
But just for the restaurant.
Yeah, it's just the shuttle. Like people would be like,
clever.
You want to get blacked out tonight? Let's go to Hilltop. I got a ride home for us.
It's very clever. Anyways.
I love it. Does it still exist?
So then they had some hard times, reopened, and it was really nice. It was thriving. Had some hard times again. And now it's a Peruvian place called Ayahuasca, which has fabulous drinks. But
no limo to take you home.
No.
Oh, I feel like they're really missing out on that.
I think Ayahuasca should bring it back.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think missed opportunity. My lot. That's what we call it. Money you left on the table.
Oh.
My lot.
I love that.
Let's take a quick break and then let's actually talk about this episode. Yeah?
Sure.
Okay.
I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson, then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus, their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Ouai. Be frizz-free and go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Ouai.
Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start I'll like do a 10 minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com.
The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button-downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they are starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy.
Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Okay, so we are back, and
we're still at this restaurant that I'm pretty sure it feels like the restaurant that they also filmed Daisy Jones and the Six in, from like where she waitressed. Like, it just has this like old 70s vibe to it.
I agree. And then, you know, Krista just starts crying as Anne-Marie's telling her the story. And she's like, this is just so disgusting. This is like ripping my soul out of my body.
Well, say what Anne-Marie told her. Cause she's like, how did you meet? Like, Kristen's like, I want every day. She's got a recording, like a Walkman in her pocket right now.
But she already told her the story when she picked her up from LAX in the car. Okay.
Kristen took this, like this part of her and put it in like her sizzle reel of being an actress. She's like, yes. Look how I can cry on the drop of a hat. Look, right. This was acting. Right. I already knew the story.
Right. Okay, so she's like, well, yeah. So I met Jax. He basically talked about himself the whole time. Kristen's like, yes, checks out. Mm-hmm. Tom was very chill. They told us they were all single. And Tom, he was so sweet. Like, he was just holding my hand. I couldn't really walk in my shoes. So he was really supportive of that. And we talked for hours. Like
that is Tom's move. Heart till the sun came up all night. It's like that's the one, cocaine.
Yeah.
One.
Yep. 7 hours later, you know every deep dark secret and have blackmail on this person because he talked for 7 hours.
He admits to cheating on Kristen. And she's like, I think he's in love with you because he wouldn't stop talking about you. And she's like, oh, and then we went back to the hotel and we had sex. So Kristen is just crying. And she's like, and Kristen's like, I think he's working tonight. Why? Because I go in there every day and take a photo of the schedule that is placed upon the refrigerator to see who is working and what section.
Right. And then it's just interesting because, like, what is this woman's motive? And she says, Anne Marie's like, I just thought we had a real connection and I feel betrayed.
Well, I think the motive was to be on the show.
Yes.
And I think Kristen convinced her this would be a good move because it would definitely create controversy. And because Kristen's got a one-track mind, right? Like, she's not seeing anything left or right. There's no peripheral. She is just take Tom down, but also win him back. So it's just me and him. Because if you're trying to break up any relationship, the obvious answer after that is I should get back together with the girl who broke up my relationship. There's no trust issues at all.
Completely. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Kristen Doty's page and I'm like going to look if she follows an Anne Marie.
Oh,
I'd love to know where Anne Marie is now.
Anne
Marie O'Neill? Is it Anne Marie O'Neill?
I don't know. Look at her face. Is it filled with too much Botox?
Two children.
Yeah. So they have said Anne Marie doesn't really want to be a part of this narrative. She wants to Taylor Swift her way out of this. She's got a family now. She's got kids. And this isn't something she like really wants to like. I think at this point, too, in your mid-30s compared to your mid-20s, you're like, why did I go on that show? And now I'd be like, why would I go back on that show? That just seems like a recipe for disaster. Also, at this point, too, it's like, even when I rewatch this, I think at the time, were you on Miami Girl's side? Like, were you like, this is real? Or were you like, I felt like almost that Tom had gaslit me to thinking, I'm like, oh, it's not real, or they didn't have sex. Maybe they like made out in the pool, like the golden nugget. Like, and then I watch this, I go, how could I not think he was 100% guilty?
I probably had some doubt.
Yeah.
But
our rose colored glasses were on.
I think at the end of the day, too, I feel like Sheena kind of says it best. Like, Ariana knows. And if she's okay with it, then we all have to be okay with it.
There's probably some conversation like, well, we weren't official at that point. Like Chris and I broke up, but we hadn't said like, we're, you know, you weren't my dumpling yet, you know? And so they have like this united front of like, I'm sorry that happened, but we're not going to let this try to like, we're not, Kristen wins if we admit to it.
Tom is manipulating Ariana so much here and is like, do you see what she's doing to us? Like, I'm in love with you. I'm obsessed with you. You know, so okay, yeah. Because I have a lot.
Okay, so basically,
also, wait. Oh, I was going to say, Karma is a bitch, and she chugs the Woodbridge Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah, like they cheers, like Tom's going down tonight. It's like John Tucker must die. It's like Tom Sandoval must die.
Okay, then we cut to Schwartz Zoolander. He's like jumping in suits. Like I just like the song, like Jitterbug, Jitterbug. That's like what's popping up. Wake me up. Before you
orange mocha frappuccino.
Like, honestly, that's like, I was just like, he's like, this is a good one. Hey,
him, Jax, and Tom Sandoval never recreated that. That honestly, would have been, I mean, now I don't want it, but like that, at that point in time, I would have been like, these guys are like the funny, they're so funny.
I mean, he's like, gosh, I just woke up this morning. I looked in the mirror and I thought, you're not a model, but today you'll be a model. Like,
yeah.
He's like, so yeah, I feel like he just came onto the scene. He's like, well, I was pre-med, but
Tom got a job right away. Like it was one of those, he felt like Tom has fallen into everything he's gained in life. Like this show, he wasn't even cast originally. He was Katie's boyfriend. And then all of a sudden they're like, okay, well, like let's throw him in the mix. He was not a season one cast member.
Right. No, he's like, Dr. Schwartz didn't sound so good. So I packed my bags for LA, quit pre-med.
I like that. I'm he's also a cowboy. Like,
you did? I don't know. I from Florida. Also, I'm pretty sure he never even graduated college. This reminds me also of like, okay, I love Dateline. I love
he could
Dateline.
Also graduated pre-med, but that doesn't take you anywhere.
Exactly.
Else.
So
if you don't continue your schooling.
I am a sociology major. Does that make me a sociologist? Absolutely not. You know?
Wait, what? Why have you been making all of our friends call you Dr. Mahoney?
That's whatever. Okay. So then also, but going back to Dateline, you know, at the beginning of Dateline, how they're like, she was a girl. He came from a small yes. town and was a really hard worker. She had her sights on becoming a nurse someday. I'm like, she's a junior in high school. Like, yes.
We I don't think we've know even what said, she said this on the pod before. Like, this is she had like a, the world in front of her and she was going to do big things.
It just bothers me so much. I would love to know how much pre-med he did.
He did bio 101.
Exactly. That's
maybe
my point.
He went into 201, okay? And maybe he had some AP credits from high school because he took AP chemistry.
Absolutely.
You know, okay. So he came in with
he was also one of the kids that never, ever, ever did the papers, nope. but always aced the test.
Yeah.
He listened during class. He didn't actually have to study.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. And he wasn't getting A's in class, though. So he was getting straight B's because he wasn't doing the homework part of it. Yeah. But he was just everything that has happened to Schwartz has been luck because he's naturally probably smart. Well, he was. I think he's literally burned too many brain cells at this point and he's regressed. But he's just everything's luck. Like this show, Tom. I mean, literally, he went and worked one shift at Pump and had an anxiety attack and never came back and yet still managed to keep his place on this show, get his own bar, open up another bar. Like right. everything that's happened to him, he's just been like, oh, golly gee, me?
Yeah.
And then he pushes his hair back, you know?
I completely agree. But he does seem so much more engaged in this. He's like, so totally. What happened with Stassi last night? I want to hear about this sit down. Is she still mad at you? What's going down?
You fed her. She had a shoulder to cry on. How could she not think I'm a loyal friend? And this one, I was like, this is when also I'm like, oh God, these are the Stassi seasons, like 3, 4, and 5, like kind of when she like leaves, comes back. I'm like, ugh. That yeah. storyline needs to go at this point because there's so many, what we know now, you know, like right. there's so many more things, but
Tom's like, well, she isn't the princess or the queen anymore. You can wear the crown now.
Yeah, like at this point, he was still he's supporting getting, like, Katie, very, even like, though very, he was like, making out with other people.
He's like therapizing her right now, though.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so then we go to Cert, and Kristen is dressed up in her best business casual.
I'm
like,
dying.
Did Express have like, a sale?
It was like a high, not mm-hmm. a high neck, not like a turtleneck, but completely cover. You would wear this to a business interview.
Yeah, you would put a black blazer on with yeah. it. You would have like your, at this point too, we'd wear the pointed heels to interviews.
Yes.
You know, and you'd have this dress on and you'd have your Kate Spade, you know, laptop bag with you kind of thing. And you'd go in, this is her interview dress, but she's like, I'll take. And then Rachel O'Brien is with her and she's in a black dress and they're in the cocktail lounge, just drinking Cosmos, waiting for a show. They came for drinks and a show, ladies and gentlemen.
Also, I love that they were drinking Cosmos. I don't know if I've actually ever had a Cosmo.
I think our generation's Cosmos and espresso martini.
I love that equivalent. I completely right? agree with you.
Like mm-hmm. if we were doing our own Sex in the City, we'd be ordering espresso martinis everywhere we went, you know?
I agree.
I feel like that's where the jam is here. But
so
okay.
Then, yeah, Anne-Marie walks in, same outfit, the white
Kristen
dress.
Kristen pretends she doesn't know her. She's not knowing her. Who is this girl walking in with the camera? I've never seen her before. Her stuff is in my apartment. I have a one bedroom, so she's staying with me and James in the bed.
Also, Tom genuinely has no idea she's None. Going to walk in, which makes this so much better. Now they would get a lead from production or there would just they this would never happen anymore.
Well, because now, too, they don't work at Sir. So there's no surprise element for this because they have the I feel like they just have so much more control now of what happens because like there isn't a space where they're like, you're literally working a shift and we're filming you.
Yes. Okay. So the girl's like, can I get a Cosmo by chance? And Tom's just like,
he
eyes wide open. Like, he's like, fuck, 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 fuck. I am going to poop my pants. This is not a safe place to poop my pants. I have to evacuate the building.
And he just walks
to get to Ariana as quick as possible.
He just straight beelines for that back alley exit and just says, can you help the people on the end? Just pieces out. Is gone on the phone calling Ariana like, you gotta come out here. She's like, walking to Melrose. Like,
then the girls are walking outside with their Cosmos, like in their heels. They can't just really
follow
walk
me.
In.
Follow me. I know this restaurant like the back of my hand. Just follow me. Follow me. Like, what did they think was gonna? The funny thing,
Chris is like, we got him. We got him. If he was innocent, he would have just made her the Cosmo.
He ran away.
Did Kristen tell Anna Marie to do the Cosmo?
Yeah, like with the like just order
the
a Cosmo.
Is the Cosmo.
Well, no, what if they had Cosmos in Miami? So it's a throwback. Like he's okay, like, okay. Get me a Cosmo because like we had Cosmos all night. And that's why Kristen's ordering it. That's why Rachel's ordering it. So then they're like trying to like basically chase Ariana down Melrose. And like you can see her, Anna Marie's like, Ariana, I just want to talk.
Ariana's like, they are literally chasing me. Tom's like, I have an Uber, get in my Uber. Like they're like, we need to get off camera. The girls are like,
wait, by the way,
I want their Cosmo.
I need you to know how far Tom has walked too. So at one point he is in this, so this restaurant is on Robertson and the street, like the other side of the street, basically, like, you know, the next street over is San Vicente.
Okay.
And so there's a park, like he's walked a half mile so Sir sits on Robertson. Okay. And then like right next to it is like, there's like this like big West Hollywood park. Right. So he goes across the park. Cause I go to this dog park all the time. Like, I just love like seeing the locations. Ariana, the back of alley of Sir backs up to Robertson and Melrose. Okay. So you got Robertson and Melrose. If you keep going down Melrose, the next street, like major street is San Vicente. The West Hollywood Library is at this park and he's gone through like the alleyway that connects you from Robertson to
he's
San
really
Vicente. Like he is booking it.
He says like this crazy stalker's coming up to me at work. I can't believe I have to acknowledge this psycho. Like he's pissed. He's like, Ariana, get in the car with me. And she gets in the car. They get off camera. And I would die to know what that's the thing. What? They're mic'd.
But so they might be too far. But the mic only goes so far though.
I would love to know what he said to her in that Uber. Like,
can you imagine? Like, give us like what, roll footage.
Yeah.
Give us that. So then like they're like out smoking. Who orders the Diet Coke and vodka or rum or whatever it is that Vale brings at one point? So they're like, they're out there, right? Kristen's lighting up a cigarette. Like they're fired up. Like, oh, we're gonna get them. And Sheena's like, can you do this, Kristen? Sheena comes out and is like, my wedding is next week. You said you weren't going to do this. Like, she won't shake Anne Marie's hand. She's like, to do this the week of my wedding? You're trying to ruin one of my best friend's life? Do not start with me, Kristen! They're like yelling at each other. She's like, this is my bridesmaids. You're ruining their lives. Like, get out. Like, Diana comes at one point, and I didn't realize this was the suck a dick episode.
Right.
Diana comes out and she's like, what the hell is going on? Like, Vale's out there. Like, she doesn't, Vale, you're not a part of this.
Right.
Remember, Vale dated Chris Pine. I just want to remind everybody of that.
Ugh. And Chris is like, Tom fucked up. It wasn't me. Okay. Yeah. And I couldn't tell Sheena because there wouldn't be truth to the situation. Like, I'm just trying. I'm a truth seeker. Tom's the bad guy, but I want to be back together with him. She's smoking it. Like, own the restaurant. Way.
Yeah, Diana can walk the fuck away, Diana. You don't own the restaurant. I'm like, doesn't Diana? Oh, Diana does. I was getting Diana confused with Natalie.
No.
Guillermo's wife. Diana's she's the manageress.
And she's
like, you don't own the restaurant. Move. Walk away. She's like, suck a dick. And it was just like perfect delivery of like the disrespect. And she's like, you know, Kristen's like, I'm not working.
Yeah. But Sheena's literally deaf. She's like, why wouldn't you tell me this girl's coming to town? Like, do you know how much I've had your back? I like, backed you up.
Sheena's made this changed. About her.
Like, yeah, you could text me. I said, you changed.
I was telling them you're not a bad person. Like, the whole thing is just so funny because it's so Sheena. It is so Sheena to be like, how this is going to affect my wedding.
I mean,
but remember too that Sheena did hire a cleaning crew and they all had to stay after and clean up the location.
I kind of get it though, like after.
Yeah. No, obviously.
Not the cleaning. The Sheena, she's right. Like genuinely scared that Kristen is going to do something crazy at her wedding.
Oh,
and
totally.
And they're not even that big yet. You know, we're still in season 3. They don't even have, none of them have money. Like, they're still living in that apartment where you can't use the microwave and blow your dryer hair.
There's nothing wrong with AC. That, though, okay? There's nothing wrong with that, okay? Some of us are saving for a house in Valley Village.
Right, right.
But yeah, like, you're right, though. I mean, everything about it. And this one, and this one episode, too, it's like, Katie was, like, doing their hair, by the way, because Sheena and Katie get in a fight, and she goes, Katie, I don't even like you. You're just very good at hair, and I let you do my hair. Like, it's just like they're just, you know, like that's where they're at. It's like people are still like they're not getting the freebies.
This yet. Is the era of like they were wearing going out tops. They were sharing their going out tops. What are you mm-hmm. going to wear tonight? I'm mm-hmm. going to put on a going out top. Like, do you have a going out top I could borrow?
Oh, my God. I love that. Are you talking about that one TikTok? Yes. There's a TikTok. Yes. But it's like so then we walk away from that and Jackson Schwartz and they go to the Wellsbourne. I believe that's what it's called. They go to this place a couple of times throughout the season. So this place must have really wanted them to film.
Okay.
I find it interesting.
Oh my God. So they're like, God, we need like a chaperone if we go out together. We're such bad boys together.
Bad
like,
boys.
Jack's like, oh, this one time I was in Vegas. I was so drunk. Fell asleep in the back of my truck. I woke up, no shoes on. He's like,
also like, did you have shoes on before you passed out in the back of your truck?
You ever got the shoes back? No, never saw the shoes again. Pair of Adidas or Nike still out there. Vegas, baby.
That's Vegas.
I know. And then he's like, oh, God, I really want a girlfriend again. I just love having that title. So I got this idea. I'm going to take her to Carmen. Sheena's wedding.
Carmen.
I'm going to get a casita. I'm going to buy her some new clothes, maybe a pair of new shoes. Take her to this wedding.
Tom's like, brilliant idea, man. And weddings? Weddings make people want to love. Like, he's like, they're vulnerable at weddings. This is good.
And then Jack's cut to his confessional. He's like, oh, girls, they're so weak. You just got to be consistent, you know, more like persistent and just mm-hmm. keep pushing them down till they can't take it anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's how you get a wife. Mm-hmm. Brittany,
you just break them down until they have no self-esteem and they have nowhere better to go, and you still cheat on them, but then you say oopsie, and then you do everything you can to make them break up with you, and then when they don't, you're like, you've passed the test, we'll get married, but I'm still gonna do every asshole thing that I've ever done because I'm not a changing person.
Okay. And then he's like, oh God, tomorrow night I gotta go out with Kristen and James. I'd rather make out with my sister.
Which is like, remember when he said Kristen was like his sister? You already did that, Jax.
And they're in there kind of like,
Katie like picks them up from there too, because again, they can't probably afford these Ubers or these taxis or whatever. And it's like, what happened to your car? It got rear-ended. I'm like, this is the monotony of like a scene. Like this scene was basically like, hey, Katie, you're like a little bitch to Stassi. And I'm like a little bitch to Jax.
Yeah.
And yeah. She's like, no, I'm not.
Right.
Okay. Let's take a quick break and then let's talk about when Lisa and Ken come to the restaurant.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Okay. So then
I'd be curious if Lisa and Ken got a call to come down
100%
and film. Okay. So
I feel like the scene happened and they were like, oh, of the cast is like, we're going to make Tom and Ariana come back. You got to come. Like, she probably was filming Beverly Hills at this. Like, maybe she was filming a scene for Beverly Hills at this point, too. Right. And so they were like, we're going to shoot something. You got to come back. We got to talk about this while it's still fresh.
Right.
But then did you also feel too when Lisa, like, I'm like, at this point, I really liked LVP. And then watching it back, I'm like, oh my God, get out of here again. What are you doing?
Never really liked her.
Oh,
yeah. She's never a queen for me.
Okay. So Sheena is just basically immediately on the apology tour, but she's so smart. Her and LVP do have like a nice relationship. Sheena was always kind of like the good, thoughtful worker.
She knew LVP sniper from the side. She knew Sheena was the way to get this show happening because of Brandy. The Brandy Sheena relationship was like lightning in a bottle. Seriously, like that whole first season is so wild. Go ahead.
I saw TikTok recently of Leanne Rimes and Eddie. They've been together for like over a decade. Also, and Leanne Rimes was like 29 at the time.
She was 29.
I swear. I
she could totally. I mean, I feel like when she married her husband, she was like 18.
I'm going to look. How do I live without you?
That was a jam. Also, the Coyote ugly song, Can't Fight the Moonlight. Can't fight the moonlight. I'm making a country
Deep
playlist.
Deep in your heart to surrender.
Yeah. Don't you know? Don't you know? You can't fight the moonlight.
Can't the moonlight.
Okay. Are you looking something up?
Okay. Okay, so she's 40 and he's 49 now. And I think.
Yeah, so that was probably over a decade ago because Brandy came onto the show already separated from him, if I'm not mistaken. Right.
So it's going back. I'm watching the TikTok.
Well, just think this show is in its 10th season. We're in 2014 right now because Sheena's getting married. So that's 3 seasons. So yeah, they're for sure. She's probably.
What? No, she was 26.
Wow.
And he was 35. But really, they met when she was 14 and he was 23. They have one picture together when she was 14 and he was 23 at something. Go to TikTok.
Mary's, you guys know, like Mary's in the past couple months just discovered TikTok.
I'm new to the TikTok.
Yeah. So she's really into it. So
Sheena's on the apology tour.
She's like, I only yelled and screamed at Kristen. She's like, Sheena, don't let me down. She's like, and then Lisa gives this thing where I'm like, shut the fuck up, Lisa. You should be so lucky this shit happens on camera. And she's like, you know, people come here for an experience. Why couldn't he say something? Why wouldn't he wait till after his shift? Like, they don't want to come here and see who's fighting. I'm like, that's literally why people come to this restaurant now. Right. They come because they want to see the cast. And if they get to see him, could you imagine being at that restaurant during this iconic suck a dick moment?
It's not about the goat cheese balls.
It would be the highlight of my life to be accidentally there on a day where suck a dick Diana happens.
Or when you get to meet her Cocker Spaniel.
That was
and pretend.
You don't know. Who? Oh, you have a cocker. Oh,
I have a cocker too.
God, what's his name? No? Okay, thank you.
And then LVP's like, Kristen's been here for 7 years. 7 years too long. I'll be talking to her. She gets on the phone. Tom and Ariana, get back to your shift.
Mm-hmm. And then, as you said, what the hell happened in that Uber? Because they come in as a united front. So then we also have to, like, because that's also, like, randomly still daytime over there, but we're also just juxtaposing with Katie and Tom and Jax in the car from the bar, right, which is now nighttime.
Katie gets wind of what's going on at Sir, kind of filling in Jax and Tom. And Jax has this great line. He's like, Kristen, 1 to 10 craziness, 15 to 20 on the scale.
Well, like, he goes, my favorite part is when Jax goes, oh, that's why they were texting me all day. I'm like, Jax, you 100% knew about this. You knew Miami girl was in town. Don't act like you weren't. He was scheming with them.
Well, and then Katie's like, well, you guys were both there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm not trying
like
to
what
like,
happened.
I'm not trying to like put fuel on the fire. It's also, I feel like there's always kind of like a weak link, like a boyfriend that will actually fill in the girlfriend, not with this group. Like Tom has not told Katie any of this. It's
no, because if Tom tells Katie,
exactly,
then someone's going to tell Katie about Tom in Las Vegas. Like they have,
yeah, exactly,
they have rounds on each other, right? So like, it's kind of like, oh, Jax, you've already cheated again. Okay, that gives me a round to cheat, and that gives other Tom a round to cheat. Like they have, if nobody cheats, they can say, well, Jax did it. No, because like that other round is X'd out. We've all done it, right? You're in the new round by yourself right now, buddy.
Yeah,
you know, okay. It's so funny.
So Tommy and Ariana, they walk back, they're holding hands, they're kissing. We do not know what's said in that Uber ride, but I die to know.
Tell us. They've got the footage. They've got to have the footage. I mean, the camera crew was following Tom down the street of San Vicente.
Right. So then Tom comes back, has to get behind the bar, and Anne-Marie, she goes back for a bar.
How long has Anne-Marie been at the bar? They say, just sit, just wait. You don't have anything to do, right? You flew out specifically for this. Kristen, you're going to wait in the other place too. Kristen's like sitting in the alleyway in her car, just like revving up the engine, like.
So he says hi. And then she's like, you ignored me and you lied about having a girlfriend. Did you lie about us hooking up as well?
By the way, I'm sorry to cut into this too, because we didn't even mention the first time of when she asked for a Cosmo. They go to Tom in a confessional and he goes, shit. And that should have been the indication that we knew this definitely happened.
Right, right.
Right? Okay, go on. Okay.
And then he immediately is like, there was no hookup. Like, what do you lie about what?
Jax is going to admit it.
You know, she's like, he's like, I'm trying to get the fuck away from you, you know? And he says in his confessional, this is why parents tell kids not to talk to strangers. Like, this girl is a stalker. She's this was psycho. So she's clout chasing.
This is so reminiscent of like Laura Lee and Jax at the bar too, because she's like, we had sex. You're such a fucking liar. And he's like, shut the fuck up. You are lying. And whenever Tom's tell now for me, of when he's lying, is the amount of fucks he places into a sentence. Oh, okay. If he is saying fuck, fucking, fuck, 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 that is a telltale sign for me now of when Tom Sandoval lies. He's like, shut the fuck up, you're lying. He's like, tell her, and she's like, tell her the truth. And Ariana is like, and this is like the annoying season of Ariana too, where she's like, cool girl.
She's like, excuse me, this conversation is inappropriate. This is our place of work, and get your ghetto acrylic nails out of here.
And then she's like, her face is filled with Botox and fillers.
She's like, and she like wore like the daintiest white dress. Like, what is she, the Pope or something?
And she's like, you know what? Like, Tom's an awful person. Like, Kristen just wants him to go down. I was like, yeah, down with you and down on her.
Right. And then Anne-Marie's like, you're living in denial, you know, just like,
I was really nice to you. I was like, okay, so we're admitting we know her. Like, I'm like, how do we not stitch this together better? Because we didn't think people were like this.
I know. And Anne-Marie's, you have a 4-inch dick. Yeah, your 4.5 inch dick lasted a few minutes. And then Tom and Ariana are like,
I'll leave. Allie, get her out. And just like,
Tom and Ariana like, oh my God, my dick grew 1/2 inch.
High five. Okay, that was funny though, but I fully believe it. Cause I'm like what? It's like at this point too, literally, what does this girl have to gain? Because she doesn't look good in this. Like, what? She's clearly a truth teller.
I know.
And he's like, and this then Tom just brought me and Ariana closer together. It's like, ugh, gross. Ugh, gross.
So then it like cuts to the next morning mm-hmm. and Tom got her breakfast and coffee mm-hmm. and Tom's in a beanie and he's just like, this is so crazy. Also, we know this is July in LA and he's wearing a beanie.
Well, it's fashion. Well, beanie and a tank top and shorts. And this is like also the air of like the deep part. Like Ariana's part is like an inch higher than her ear flipped to the other side.
Yeah.
She really loved that deep part there. So then they're like, yeah. So like basically that was so crazy. I did kind of laugh at this though when they're like, you know, Kristen basically heard from this. Like, so you're saying there's a chance that we could get back together. Like, because she's texting like, him still. She's literally still texting Tom.
Let's pretend like this plan worked out.
Yeah.
Then we were going to get back together. And Ariana's just like, I mean, Tom, I know who you are. Like, I would never believe this. I know who you are as a person deep down. And I love you. Are they living together? They're living together, right?
So he basically moved in with their partners right. So freaking fast. It's like Kristen and James live together. Tom and Ariana are living together. Brittany moved out there like a month. Her when Jack dated Stassi, they were like, it was 3 weeks. They moved in together. It's like Katie and Tom live together. It's wild.
I've never lived together.
You would never. You would never. Michael and you are going to get married and you're like, well, we're still, we should keep we property still have in different locations. Houses. Mary is just, you know, she's a good Christian or Catholic girl.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then we have the Carmen, Jax, Kristen, James, Margarita. This also just looked like another.
It looked like a yogurt land. Like the tables at like a yogurt land.
Very strange. I'm like, you're getting margaritas in there? Like,
does that like serve alcohol?
I did not think it served alcohol. It's very strange. And
like, James, I thought they were getting dinner. There's no dinner being served here.
It was just like a slushy shop, I guess. Yeah. So James is full on wearing a beanie also. And mm-hmm. he's just like, she has an obsession with Tom. Like,
and she is his current girlfriend.
I know. Like, yeah, my girlfriend is literally obsessed with the ex-boyfriend, but I'm just going to deal with it.
I love her for it. You know, that's just one of the quirks about Kristen.
Right. And then Jack's like, so Kristen, why did you do that? Like, what are you going to gain out of this? She's like, oh, well, I'm not a liar, Jax. And Jax also already told Kristen about Miami Girl.
So Jax always tells the secrets. And then he's like, I didn't say that. Who said that? Who said that? You know, like that like line in Atlanta where they're like in Hawaii and it's like, who said that? Who said that? Who right. said that?
Right. And Jax is like, oh, Kristen, you're not supposed to say that on camera. I know that you know, but like, why did you do that? Why are you
going through my phone?
You paid for her and picked her up from the airport. Are you an innocent?
And I was in the passenger seat because I also wanted the goss. We're brother and sister who sometimes fuck.
And then he's like, well, like, I don't know. Or someone mentions like, I don't know if she's going to like and let you go to the wedding because she's really mad about this. She, you know, it's her wedding.
Jax tells her you're basically uninvited. Yeah. Sheena said you're uninvited from the wedding. And she's like, what?
Right. Right. So, mm-hmm. okay. Then we have another sit down with Lisa. Like couple days have passed by mm-hmm. and Lisa is waiting in a separate room for Tom.
She's in the garden. and Lisa's like,
and Tom also taking no responsibility. Again. Like, I don't see how I am responsible for Kristen and this girl stalking me.
I was scared, Lisa. I scared.
Like, these women are crazy.
But then I love that Lisa's like, well, you stay there and deal with it. Get security. And I'm like, Lisa, this is why do we think you gave good advice to these people? This is horrible. Like, what if it really was like a really bad situation, like a misery?
But Lisa knows. Lisa's like, well, you know, it's very strange. Like, if you didn't do anything, then you shouldn't have been scared to stay. And I think she's smart here, actually.
I'm just saying, like, it's like, why is like Lisa can like reprimand them for leaving. She doesn't need the details of why.
Right, right. And he's like, I'm sorry, Lisa. Like, next time we'll just call security.
Yeah. He's like, and then he's like, is Ariana here? Bring her in too.
Dude,
like, why is this girl here? And then she's like, why? How do you know he's like not lying to you?
All right. Nothing really adds up, though.
The stories are like fabricated. It doesn't make sense. And she's like, at this point, too, I'm so curious because I wonder if like I doubt Lisa would ever like go back and watch the old episodes, you know, but could you imagine this is OK. I'll bring LVP back if she wants to sit on a couch like Jax and Brittany.
That would be interesting.
And watch an episode with her, Sleepy Ken, and Jiggy replacement.
Yeah.
I would watch an episode of that where she, because I feel like light bulbs would go out. Even if she was like, I told you so. I'm like, I'd be curious from that angle.
Well,
like,
and she does. She says, she's like, I think Ariana's a really smart girl. And you know what? Tom, he's a very charming devil. And maybe his charm suspended her smarts. Superseded.
Yeah. That, I mean, think about it. I'm like thinking about all these things. I'm like, okay, Ariana's mom literally texts Sheena. Sheena says this, you know, Sheena says like, she texts her mom like Tom is charming. And like, I think she's changed since she's been with him. There's literally a scene where Sheena's telling Ariana, like, how do you know he's not lying to you? Like she's basically saying like, he's so charming. I'll post that clip too at some point, but it's like, and she just was like, like, I don't know that you should be so trusting. Like, that's the only moment Sheena has been correct in the series of Vanderpump Rules. Everything else, her judgment is so bad. It's so bad. But at this point, I think she still was like,
yeah,
you know, it's very crazy.
Then, you know, and then Ariana's like, I just want her to like move away. Kristen, she's a bunny boiler psycho.
And she's not wrong on that.
Yeah, no, I agree with that
one. The new Fatal Attraction is coming out and it's starring Lizzie Kaplan, but it should have starred Kristen Doty.
I completely agree. And Ariana's like, well, I apologize. And, you know, we're going to get through this.
Yeah. So then.
Okay. Then we're making music. Kristen's impression of the music in the club getting wild on the table. This was so, so bad. It's so embarrassing. I mean, good as gold is the bop. So
yeah, I'm
just here supporting my boyfriend. I'm not even sure I'm like gonna talk to Sheena or anything. Like,
and then they have a sit down. Yeah. And Sheena, like you said before, Sheena basically says, if it's what Ariana believes, let it go. Like, let it go. Like you said, like Ariana basically is going to go with the story that Tom has, like whatever they talk about behind closed doors, what they talk about, but let it go. Cause you're right. She's literally worried something's going to happen. She's like, you're like not invited to my wedding, but like, don't do anything. My favorite part is
no special guests. You don't get a plus one. Your plus one is James. And
but somehow Kristen's trainer's there because Sheena has 300 people at her wedding, by the way, you guys, 300 people at her wedding. And I want to say what happens at the wedding too. Sheena forgets this boudoir photo shoot that she's done for Shay, and Kristen is the only one back in town that has to literally go get it for her. So then I guess somehow she also then offers Kristen to get her hair and makeup done because she goes and does that for her, and Ariana's like freaking out about it. James gets way too drunk at the wedding. This is where Kristen and him basically make a scene. She punches him in the face, slaps him, then punches him in the face.
She was very physical.
She goes home with her trainer,
okay,
who's also been invited to this wedding. Like, it is. And Kristen goes, I didn't want to make a scene.
They, like, genuinely forgot they were on camera. They were just truly being themselves.
I mean, it was just so good.
Dumb, wild, and free.
Yeah. It's so many.
Chef's fucking kiss.
So many parallels, you know? So many parallels of what's going on. I, for one, am excited to see Kristen on Watch What Happens Live just to have the comparisons of what has happened. Do I want Kristen back on my screen? No.
Don't need it. Yeah.
But do I want her purview from being somebody who's been in this and like the same thing? Like, we were talking all night. Coachella was our moment. I put her up on my shoulders and it was just love. Like, yeah, dude, fuck, dude, bro.
This is why we fell in love with Bravo, though. This was so entertaining. This rewatch is fantastic. Reality TV just will never be the same like this again.
You just don't catch lightning in a bottle with this type of crew. Like, even trying to recreate it through like Candy and the Gang or like Southern Hospitality or whatever it is. It's like, no.
They know too much. We know too much.
This is, well, and it's not, they're not all as involved in their lives. Like, they are a little bit, like, but they're not as involved in their lives as these people were. So like this one specific set of people, you know,
the lightning in the bottle thing. Remember when you were so in love with Tom Sandoval?
Okay, you guys. You know, on like Instagram, sometimes your memories pop up from a previous post or whatever. I got a Google alert. Because yeah, I have a Google alert of us. It barely comes through, so don't worry. There's nothing happening with us. But it came up, and it came up this Tom Sandoval post, and I didn't know what it was because it says the Google alert will say like whatever the caption is. It says something like he's a 10 and he owns a bar and sings like this or something. Whatever it was, I was like, what the hell is this? So I click in, and it's that post of Tom singing "Lightning in a Bottle," where I was like, he's so sexy.
You know what would be fun of Kristen? I could see it. I could see it. I felt the Lightning in the Bottle song. The song got me going. It was fun. Yeah. I agree. Okay.
But then little did we know, it's because the lightning bolt across their necks in a necklace form.
You know how Kristen has a podcast?
Yeah.
What she should do is just rewatch Vanderpump Rules and give like what was really happening behind the scenes, especially now.
100%.
I would love to.
I would listen, but I think it would be, you want to watch it? You want Kristen to come on the couch. You want her on the couch. Bring her back on the couch. Yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, I hope you're all having a fabulous week. This was amazing. And we'll see you next week.
All right, everyone. See ya.
Bye.